Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Samach Vov, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph, at the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Beis. Bolei Edsel Se'i HaMishtaleach, V'samach Shtei Yodal V'alav, V'nizvade, V'kacha Ya'ime, On HaShem, Ovu Poshu Chotu Lefanecha, Am Chavis Yisor, On HaShem, Kapa Eno L'Gayme. Mishnah says he came to the Se'i HaMishtaleach, pressed both his hands on it, and he confessed, and he said as follows, On HaShem, Avu Pashu Chatu, the, in front of you, your nation, Beis Yisrael, have sinned in these ways. On Hashem, please atone, etc. The Gemara says, Tani Bakapar, Avu Pashu Chatu, Shuli Lahazkir, and then Shay Yisrael. Bakapar says in the Baisa that he doesn't mention Yisrael, he just says, Avu Pashu Chatu, not to mention the disgrace of Yisrael. Yamad Chai, Malamed Shu Osid Lamus, Al Masai Hu Chaya Ad Mikale Mechaper Es HaKodesh Di Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Amad Chai teaches that it's destined to die, until when must it live? Until Mechile Mechaper Es HaKodesh, when he will complete atoning for the Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Eimer Ad Chas HaVidui, Rabbi Shimon says it must live until the time of Vidui, confession. Adat Rabbi Yehuda HaVidui Ma'akev, Adat Rabbi Shimon Ein HaVidui Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Vidui is Ma'akev, it must be done, otherwise the service is invalid, and Rabbi Shimon holds that Bidui is not Ma'akiv. Manachin Ibn Ehoin, Sholchu B'lai Bidui, Adas Dub Yehuda Tzach Lavi Si'ir Acher, Adas Dub Shimon Eina Tzach Lavi Si'ir Acher. What do they argue about? If he sent it without Bidui, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he must bring another goat. Rabbi Shimon holds that he need not bring another goat. After Pa'al Kain, Sholchu B'lai Bidui, Adas Dub Yehuda Tzach Lavi Pa'al Acher, Adas Dub Shimon Eina Tzach Lavi Pa'al Acher. Same applies to the bull. If he slaughtered it without vidui, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he must bring another bull. Rabbi Shimon holds that he need not bring another bull. Nizvada v'shachta v'nishbach adam at amma tzach lavi pa acher tzach lizvadois alav pam shnei oy kva yotz v'viduyo shawishim. The Gemara asks, well, if he confessed, slaughtered it, and the blood spilled, and you say, means all agree that he must bring another bull, must he confess on it again, or was he already yotz through the vidui on the first? We can ask even according to Rabbi Shimon, he agrees that ideally one must do vidui. Af b'se'ir mishtaleach kein, tzach lagvil alav, pam shnir oi kva yotza lagvil ha-shawishim. We can also ask regarding the se'ir mishtaleach, according to the opinion that the lottery is ma'akev, must he do a lottery on it a second time, or was he already yotza through the lottery of the first? We don't answer these questions, while we move on to the next Mishnah, and now that's Halacha Gimel. Mosu lemi shehu meilichai, hakol kshem leilichai, ela sheosu kaihanim gedolim kva, v'lehayu manichem Yisrael leilichai. The Mishnah says they handed over the Se'ir Mishtaleach to the one who will take it. Anyone's going to take it, but kahanim gedolim made it fixed and did not allow Yisrael, a non-kohen, to take it. Am Rav Yosi, masu leilichai, al shalah mitzipayun v'yisrael haya. Rav Yosi says, well, a case occurred when Al-Shilah Sipayim took it, and he was a Yisrael. The Gemara says, V'shalach b'yad ish l'achshir es hazar, iti shei osiv, iti shei mezuman, iti af b'shabbat, iti af b'tumah. The Gemara says, V'shilach b'yad ish, and that allows a non-Koyin. Iti means he's prepared for this, iti, he's designed for this, he's designated for this, iti, even on Shabbos, iti, even b'tumah. By who osiv who mezuman, the Gemara says, or isn't prepared the same as designated. Ela shalei shachenu biyad shnayim. Rather, training well them to say that he may not send it with two people. Shulchu biyad shnayim, ma'u shiyitma begodim. If he sent it with two, means he, and one took it halfway and handed it over to someone else who finished taking it, is it metame clothing of both of them? Yishmei menado, v'mashaleach lem loy ha-mashaleach es ha-mashaleach. Ada ama shulchu biyad shnayim, einet metame begodim. The answer is that it says in the Sifra, V'ha-Meshaleach, S-A-S-E-A L-A-Z-A-Z-E-L. Meshaleach means not one who sends the Meshaleach. And this teaches that if you sent it with two, the first is not Matam Begodim. Barach, De'achalicha, Matam Begodim, De'achazira, Eina Matam Begodim. If it fled in the direction towards the mountain to which it will be pushed, the Meshaleach is Matam Begodim while pursuing it. If it flew in the other direction, he's not Matam Begodim. Sha'alu es Rebeleze, Chala, Hashaliach amalehen kach tohu b'sholem. They asked the question. They asked Rebbe Lezer that if the shliach became sick may he give it to another shliach, and he answered, just like he will be well, meaning shluchei mitzvah are not harmed, you should be well. Now, this wasn't really a full answer, because shluchei mitzvah are not harmed does not apply when danger is common, and they designated meaning they designated a very weak shliach, then it could happen. The Gemara asked the second question, if his Se'ir Mishtaleach became sick, what's the law? And he said, they pick strong goats for the lottery, it can carry you and me, it will not get sick. And the third question, if he pushed it off the sukkah and it didn't die, must he go to kill it? He said, so should be Shemayim's enemies, means surely it will die. Rebbe didn't divert them because he didn't know the answers, but rather because he wouldn't say to them, to anyone, matters that he never heard from his Rebbeim. The Chacham answered that if the Shliach became sick, he sends it with someone else. If Mishtalech becomes sick, means the animal, he puts it on a donkey and the donkey carries it. If he pushed it and it didn't die, he just sends after it and kills it. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, it didn't fall halfway down the mountain before it was torn into pieces. After Shimon HaTzadik died, it would flee to the Midbar and the Ishmaelim would take it and eat it. Or Yom Shaya Shimon HaTzadik Kayem HaYegoyvel Shel Shem Oyle B'Yamin Mishamis Shimon HaTzadik Pahamim B'Yamin Pahamim B'Smol. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, the lot for Hashem came up in his right hand. After Shimon HaTzadik died, sometimes it came in his right and sometimes it came in his left hand. Or Yom Shaya Shimon HaTzadik Kayem HaYeneh Ma'arov Yidolek Mishamis Shimon HaTzadik Pahamim Kava Pahamim Dolag. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, the Ner Ma'arovi, the western candle of the menorah, burned also the entire day. After Shimon HaTzadik died, sometimes it extinguished in the morning and sometimes it burned. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, the red strip tied to the Se'ir Mishtaleach would whiten. After Shimon HaTzadik died, sometimes it whitened and sometimes it became even redder. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, the fire of the Ma'arocha, the wood pile of the Mizbeach, became stronger. For when they put two logs in the morning, they didn't put more wood throughout the day. After Shimon HaTzadik died, they didn't refrain from putting wood the entire day. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, there was a bracha in the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. Everyone would get a kazayis, and some ate and some were satiated, and some ate and were satiated from part of it and left over. Shimon HaTzadik nitla bracha mishtei alechem. After Shimon HaTzadik died, the bracha was removed from the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. Everyone would get the size of a pea. Pious Kahanim refrained from taking, and Glatton stretched their hands out and took. A case occurred in which a Kohen from Tzipporin took his portion and his friend's portion, and they called him Ben Chamsan to this day. V'dovid Omao Elekai Palteini Miadrasha Mikaf Ma'avel V'chaymetz. As we find, the Dovid HaMelech said in Tehillim in Perek Ayin Aleph in Pasuk Dalet, my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked, from the palm of him who treats unjustly and robs. Tani Abayim Shana Ad Shulei Chor B'Samikdash Hayaneh Ma'arov Yikava V'Lashon Shazahiris Ma'adim Vegoyol shall shame oyle besmol vayenoylim dalfis aheichom mebemarav mashkim v'meitzim oysam psuchim. The Baisi says 40 years before the Chorban, the Ne'em Aravi used to extinguish, the red strip used to redden even more, and the lot for Hashem came up in his left hand, and they would lock the doors of the Heichel at night, and in the morning they found them open. Amar Leib Yochanan ben Zakkai, Heichel lama ata mevaleinu, yodim anu shesoifech lechalev, sheneemar, pesach lebolein dorsecha, v'teichel eish barazecha. Yochanan ben Zakkai said to the Heichel, Heichel, why do you startle us? We know that in the end you will be destroyed, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, open your doors, O Lebanon, and let the fire consume your cedars. I'm Boim Shona Shimish Shimon HaSadik, Es Yisrael, Mekuna Gedoyla, O Vashona Achreina, Amalehen Vashona Zohar Nimeis, Amaloi, Lemi Nimna Acharecha. Shimon HaSadik served for 40 years as Kohen God of Yisrael. In the last year he said to them, this year I will die. And they said to him, who will we appoint after you? Amalehen Hare Nechunyan, Bni Lifnechem, Holchu Minu Es Nechunyan, Bekina, Boy Shimon, Achiv, Bahalach Melbishoi, Unkula, Nechogut Zilso. He said that Nechunyan, my son, is in front of you, go appoint Nechunyan. His brother Shimon was envious, and he went and dressed him in a leather garment and girded him with a woman's belt. Amalehen, Ru Ma Nodala Ahu Vasai, Amale Lekashe Ashamish, Bekuna Gadoila, Elbash, Nikle Shaleich. Shimon said to the other Kohanim, see what Nechunyan vowed to his beloved. He told her, when I will serve as Kohen Gadol, I will wear your garment and gird with your belt. They investigated the matter and didn't find him. Amru, Misham Barach Lahar Melech, Misham Barach Lachzandre, Ba'amad Ibn Hashem Mizbech, Ba'kala, V'saposok Hazeh, Ba'yamahu Yeh Mizbech Lashem B'seich Eretz Mitzrayim. He said that from there he fled to Ha'amelech, and from there he fled to Alexandria in Mitzrayim, and he built there a Mizbeach and applied it to it the Pasuk, in Yishai Perek Yotef, Pasuk Yotef, on that day will be a altar to Hashem within the land of Mitzrayim. V'hari Adram Kavachoyme, V'ma im ze, Shuloi nechnas lesoro v'cholei, Mishiva nechnas lesoro v'yotza al yedei shahividu, Alachas kam v'chama, Tani zu divrei Rabbi Meir. As a Kavachayme, if this one means Shimon, who never entered authority, means he never craved authority so much that he did such evil trickery, and one who already entered authority and left because he was demoted, all the more so. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Loi ki elaminoi es Shimon bekinoi ben Nechunyan, achiv v'halach v'yavishoi nikle v'chagoi silsol, amalei ru ma'nodala uvasi v'chulei, heich kadmayim. The Bible says, it wasn't like this, rather they appointed Shimon because Nechunyan declined to accept. Nechunyan, his brother, was jealous. He dressed Shimon in a leather garment and girded him with a belt. Nechunyan said to the Kohanim, see what he vowed to his beloved. Like in the first version, says in there, and they investigated and found what he had plotted, and Nechunyan fled to Alexandria. If this one, Nechunyan, who fled authority, see how much he pursued it at the end, one who entered authority and leave, all the more so.